It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey everyone, welcome into another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday. Really glad to be with you. I am Jason Hafeman, your host of the Let's Get Local program here, a Dane by Locals supported program, and one where we want to showcase Dane by Locals members, the many great local businesses and nonprofits that make our community what it is, and also, of course, the organization itself that helps kind of pool all those people together and give them a bigger voice, tell the public about how important it is to support our local businesses, to support our local nonprofits, and the difference that all of them make in our community in terms of the way they give back, in terms of the financial support, and in terms of the way dollars work when you support a local business. So all that's super important to talk about. Before we get into some of that stuff, though, just want to say, I got my second dose of the vaccine on Thursday, and I'm doing okay, but I can feel my body's working. My body's doing what it's supposed to do right now in response. Feel a little bit off, a little fatigued, stuff like that. Hit me overnight, kind of after the, you know, that same day and then into the next morning. I'm doing significantly better after that, but still I can, it's still working on it. So, you know, we're getting there, and that's just to kind of put that out there. I'm not a vaccine expert. I'm not even a medical expert, but from what the people I've talked to, you know, that's what your body's supposed to do. You should have some sort of reaction. It means your body's working on building up what it should so it can defend you against this terrible, terrible virus that's out there and help us all get to a better spot. So anyway, I got to give a quick shout out to a local pharmacy, Forward Pharmacy, for making that quick and easy for me to do, for so many to do. So, you know, simple to schedule your time. They were on time, very informative, asked if you had any questions, very good exchange, and exactly, you know, made it simple. And that's what hopefully everybody out there is looking for and can take advantage of that. And I'd encourage you to consider the vaccine if you haven't done it yet. Really encourage you to do that for sure. So, all right, turning our attention to Dane by Local. And we have Colin Murray on with us now, and we're going to talk to Colin for the first half of the show. Colin, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I'm actually sitting down today. That's rare for me doing the radio show sitting down, but that's kind of how I feel. So we're going to do this seated today, and that's okay.
Yeah, you know, I had my shot a couple of weeks ago, and I know what you're going through. So it's nice to be fully vaccinated now, headed in the right direction. It's all going to be good, right?
Let's go. Yeah, I mean, that's the point. Colin, one thing that Dane by Local puts out every week is the Buzz newsletter. And this newsletter that you just put out was packed with great stuff and information and all kinds of really good things going on in our community. So I just wanted to kind of go through some of this information that was put out. First off, you know, you've got, we're just starting off May, and we've got some really big events coming up. Of course, next Tuesday, the 11th, is a breakfast meeting that is for members, but is it open to the public as well?
Yeah, we have opened it up to the public as well. So if there are local business owners that would like to join us, you are welcome to do so. You can RSVP on our website right on the homepage there. You can find the link to join us on Zoom and RSVP join in on the fun. So there's always a great speakers that we have there. We're going to be doing some giveaways as well. So fun will be had by all, right?
And it's a virtual meeting, so it's on Zoom and easy to access. The other thing, Colin, I think, well, just to kind of brush up on that is really there's going to be kind of some information for business owners about, you know, proceeding forward and the work environment post-pandemic or towards the end of the pandemic, hopefully. So, you know, that's going to be really good information, whether you're a Dane by Local member or not, and you own a business, to kind of have some perspective on that, which I think would be great for people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it has been a tough year for many, many businesses. And so this is an opportunity to kind of redirect things and, you know, set a new parameter out there as far as business is concerned. And, you know, we need to keep our local businesses, obviously. That's very important. That's what we're all about. So this is one of the ways that we can help to accomplish that is by providing this information for all of our members to be able to be prosperous in the years to come.
And we thank Devil Radio for the opportunity to do this program each and every week. Again, Devil Radio, one of the members of Dane by Local, so glad to be associated with them and have them as a member. In addition to our other sponsors for the program, which are Madison Water Utility and Evolution Financial, give them some plugs. I think I forgot to plug them last week, which is a no-no in the host world. If you're hosting a show, you got to plug your sponsors, man. That's the first thing you learn, I think, in commercial radio. But anyway, I apologize. So it's double plugs today for them. Colin, one thing I wanted to point out that's kind of interesting with Dane by Local, because we talk about business owners, we talk about becoming a member as a business or a nonprofit, but there's also a citizen supporter membership, right? And we have some of those, and that just speaks to kind of the community. But if you're a community member, maybe you work for a different company, but you support the initiatives and you want to get involved, that opens you up to the full organization.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you for mentioning that. You know, that's a category that I often forget about. And actually it was an individual that approached us and said, I'd really like to support your organization. How can I do that? So this is one of the ways that you can do that is by being a citizen supporter. You know, we'll do some recognition for you, but more importantly, it opens up some of the opportunities within membership for you to gain access. So we do have a number of programs throughout the year. We will be starting to do some of those in person coming up in the next couple of months here. So, you know, being optimistic about coming out of the pandemic, right? And so those are things that you can stay abreast as a citizen supporter as well, just like a regular member. So it could be someone who, yeah, maybe you work for a national organization and don't qualify to be a regular member of Dane by Local, but you still want to support us. Or it could be maybe you work at home or you don't have a job, maybe you're retired or something like that. You know, all those types of individuals are welcome to join as a citizen supporter and just show your support for the organization and for our members.
I also think it's a great opportunity for aspiring entrepreneurs who maybe haven't started their business yet, and they want to see what Dane by Local is really all about. It's an opportunity. You know, it's very inexpensive to become a citizen supporter. Gives you access to contacts within the whole group too. So if you're looking like maybe a year from now I plan to start my own business, hey, to have those contacts a year before you actually launch, that just catapults you as soon as you get the business going. So if you're looking at starting your own business, I think it's a great way to go.
Yeah, good point. One member in particular, that's what she did. She joined just as a individual, and now she's got her own business, and you know, she's got all those connections. You know, it's all about networking and who knows you, and you know, being successful in that way. And so that's a very smart way of doing it to launch your business or business idea that you might have.
The other thing it does is it opens you up to resources and information, educational opportunities that Dane by Local puts out too, that might be helpful to you as you're looking to create that business or start that business. So really, really great opportunity about the citizen supporter opportunity for Dane by Local membership. Colin, there's other things in this newsletter I wanted to hit on. We know there was a big information released about the new Restaurant Revitalization Fund. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's a federal program, and that's in the latest Recovery Act that came out a month or so ago. It is being administered through the Small Business Administration at the federal level, and it will open up officially on Monday for applications. Now, there are some priorities that are being established for smaller restaurants to get kind of a jump start on that first. But anyone can apply. It just means for the larger restaurants, they'll just set aside your application until they get past that first couple of weeks, and then they'll process you at that point. But you can go on the website right now and look at what you need to prepare. There are some documents that are going to be required to download into the website. So you've got to pull that material together. So you can start working on that this weekend. I have it all ready, and then when it opens up on Monday morning, boom, you're ready to go. typically what happens, unfortunately, is on Monday, they will get a deluge of applications. And so far, I don't think there's been a launch yet that they haven't brought the website down. So don't be surprised if it's running really slow or doesn't even run at all on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. maybe they figured it out by now, but you know, there are millions of small restaurants nationwide, and they're all going through one website. So you can just imagine the kind of traffic that they're going to get on this. The other thing I might mention about that, according to SBA, is they fully anticipate there will not be enough money for this program to run for all the restaurants nationwide. So best to apply early. Get your application in there, get it running, and have a much better shot at getting those funds.
So 12:01, get on there 12:01 Monday, and you get your best shot at before the website crashes, and also to make sure you get your application in. Colin, we have about a minute and a half here to go, but I also know the chambers are always so active, and that's something Dane by Local has supported and promotes actively, including the Madison Black Chamber, which has a really cool event coming up as well. They're doing it virtually, but they are going to celebrate still with the Black Chamber Resiliency Showcase that's also coming up here soon.
Yeah, so that is a series that they've put together. They've done a very nice job with that, with various speakers and hosts. Camille Carter is the executive director for the Black Chamber of Commerce. She's done a lot of work in putting this together. So it's definitely something to check out. It's open to all members to take advantage of that through Dane by Local. So you can access that information on our website or in the newsletter as well. If you'd like to join in and participate in that program with her.
Another great feature, too, of the Dane by Local Buzz newsletter is the Chambers Corner, where chambers have opportunities to submit events that they have going on just to get a little bit more recognition there and circulation on that. So we certainly reach out to our chambers and encourage them to connect with Dane by Local to do that, because the organization's all about promoting local events, supporting our chambers, and working together for the best possible outcome for our businesses here in every community around our area. So we will,
right.
Colin, you got anything else before we go to break?
I was just going to mention that chamber corner is sponsored by Alliant Energy. They're the ones that help put that together for us. So we strongly encourage all of the chambers to send us information. We're happy to provide that. There's no additional fee to do that. So please submit your information to us.
You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We'll be back in just a bit.